पुत्रमत्रस्वरूपम् रूपं तस्याग्रजपुरीपुरीं माथुरीं गोस्तवाटीं राधाकुण्डं गिरिवरमहोराधिका माधवासं प्राप्तो यस्य प्रथितकृपया श्रीगुरुं तं नतोऽस्मि वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महाबदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरत् गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालयै कृष्ण कृष्ण भक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमः भक्त्या विहीना अपराधलक्ष्ये क्षिप्तास्य कामादितरङ्गमध्ये कृपामयीं त्वां शरणं प्रपन्ना वृन्दे नमस्ते चरणम् यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरहकातरया जुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वोभिनेदु तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमानतोऽस्मि तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जिमामि त्वया विना इति विघ्नै राधे तं नय माम चरणं तिरे I started Srimad Bhagavatam yesterday Parikshit Maharaj has gone to conquer whole world and he was tired. He just came in the ashram of a very famous rishi and he saw that he was meditating. His eyes were closed and he was meditating. He thought that he has seen me and now he has closed his eyes, that I am a Vishayi materialistic person and he thought that I want water, I'm so thirsty and he is not giving me water, so I should give him some reward because he is not doing well. Anyone if comes, you should try to welcome him, not anything, even by sweet words. Even sweet words he is not giving and not drink his water, so I must reward. And he took it. Dead serpent and gave him in 3 rounds. But when he did, at once he thought that if he is truly meditating God, Supreme Godhead, then I have done so much offense. And by this offense I will go to hell. My everything will be destroyed. He was walking towards his kingdom, but he was thinking. And in the meantime, the son of that Rishi, you know the name of Rishi?
Samik Rishi.
Samik Rishi.
Son of Samik Singh.
Samik Rishi. Son, he was only of 5 years age. Only he was age of 5. He heard that anyone has given serpent in the neck of my father. He at once became so angry. And he took water, though he was naked and only boy of 5, but he was so strong. So he took some water and told, so now the dogs have been master. We had some dogs to
watch
kitchen room, but dogs himself entered our kitchen room and he began to test all these things. So I will punish them. The Kshatriya kings are like dogs. Only to God, Brahmins, everything, and to serve. But now they are thinking that we are master of whole world. So he has punished my father, so I will punish him. And took water and told, after seven days, the serpent will go and bite him, those who have given this. And he poured the water. And he came to his father and he went in the lap of his father and began to weep loudly. The father at once woke. Why you are weeping? Then he saw that, oh, you should see, there is a serpent on your neck. Oh, I am saying that you have given cause to that person who has done, he at once knew. He closed his eyes and saw that Parikshit Maharaj. He at once became so worried and told his boy that you are not a Brahmin boy. You have no patience. You have no dharya.
Patience.
Or koi?
Tolerance.
Tolerance. Tolerance. No tolerance. Brahmins have tolerance. But actually, you have been depreciated by Brahmins and Brahmachari. Why he caused? You know that he is very religious person, and if he will die, then whole world will upset. You have not done good thing, you have done wrong. And then he at once sent one of his student, go and at once tell Maharaj Parikshit that after 7 days, 7th day, a serpent will come and you must die. Anyone cannot save you. At once running, he went to the king, Parikshit Maharaj. He was going to his kingdom, but he was so worried. Why I did? And in the meantime, this boy came there and told that our guru has sent me to tell you that on 7th day a serpent will come, Takshak will come, and he will bite you and you will die. So you can do anything for him. And he returned. Parikshit Maharaj became so happy instead of being worried. Oh, this is not a cause, but it is the mercy of Krishna himself. I was forgetting him. And I was duly not doing anything for him. Now I will give up everything. my whole world, my whole kingdom, my wife, my children, everything. And I will have to do something for that. I was thinking for so many years that I should give up all these things and to worship Krishna. But I was not doing. This is the same case with us all. But we have no knowledge like this. We are not thinking in his line, but we should try to think. Today or in night, after 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, we must die. But we are always hankering so much for testing this world. New marriages, new everything. We know that we will not die. And we will test this material world. So we must. Then he at once took off his all royal dresses, his bow and arrows, his mukut,
crown.
And without any management of his kingdom, he returned to Ganges, and he went to Ganges, and there he did sastang pranam to Ganges, and he sat down. I will not, main uth karke nahi baithunga. I will not take anything. I will not sleep. I should not take water, anything, and I must be here. In the meantime, all the rishis from whole world at once knew this fact. There was no communication like today, no
computer
or anything,
telephone,
anything was
email.
Not. No mail, email,
or anything.
But they are more powerful email, more powerful. Then you at once, and thousands, about 80,000 rishis, and so many grihasth and all rishis, at once assembled there. In a moment, he asked them that if anyone is dying at once, what he should do? And if anyone will die today, tomorrow, day after tomorrow, in 10 years, 100 years, 5,000 years, he will die. He must die. So what is his duty? In the meantime, Narada Rishi, Vyas, Parashar, you know Parashar, the father of Vyas, the guru of Vyas, Narada. Also so many realized saint, Brahmagya, they all were gathered there. In the meantime, Sukhdev was coming. Sukhdev came there. Like a mad person. Naked, quite naked. Some women were giving dust on his body. Some boys were clapping and giving some little stone on him because he was like a man. But he had nothing cared. When he reached near assembly, all stood up and welcomed. Parikshit Maharaj and Narada, Vyas, all being superior also. They welcomed that boy and they get the same chair. And he folded his hand off. Anyone who is dying at once, he is on bed of death, what he should do? And those who will die in a day, 2 days, what they should do? Then he began to do Mangalacharan. Janamadasya jata anvayadi tartasya abhigyo swarat tene brahmaridajayad kabaye mohyante jat suraya तेजो बार मृदाम यथा विनिमयो जत्र सर्वो अमृषा धामना स्वेन निरस्त कोहकम सत्यम परम धीमहि. दिस इज द फर्स्ट श्लोक. दिस इज द मंगलाचरण. Here it has been told that Sri Suk Uvacha, that Sukdev told. Sri, what is the meaning of Sri Suka? Sri means having so much affluence, good qualities. In all qualities, what is best? Krishna Bhakti is best among all, supreme. So he has that thing. He was detached from worldly things. He was never attached to anyone from his birth. I told about his birth. Nothing was there to be attached for him. Always remembering Krishna pastimes, because he was the disciple of Vyas and son of Vyas. And he had taught, Vyasdev himself taught Srimad Bhagavatam. So he is Sri. Also, there is another meaning. Our acharyas have discovered this meaning. Sriya Shuka. Sri means in Sanskrit, these are words. Sri means Sriya. Sriya means of Sriya. Sri. Who is Sri? Lakshmi is Sri. Satyabhama, Rukmini, all are Sri. Sita is Sri. But here, of all Sri, among all Sri, who is supreme? Supreme. Srimati Radhika is. So, means that the Sukh, very near and dear of Srimati Radhika. The Sukh was of Srimati Radhika. Krishna has also Sukh. Sukh means parrot. But Srimati Radhika has also a very good parrot. She used to keep that parrot on her hand. And
Karas.
Stroking. Very lovely. Giving some
pomegranate seeds.
Very beautiful, very tasteful, sweet. And sometimes mixing
milk and rice,
so beautiful rice, and he used to give by his own hand, by her own hand, and teaching him that parrot. Oh, you should speak Krishna, Krishna. Very lovely, and doing like this. Parrot in the same tone, in the same
tune,
he told, as if Srimati Radhika is speaking herself. So Radhika heard that. Krishna, Krishna. She became so happy. He was teaching her so many things. And he was repeating. And thus she was loving. One day she was doing, and by the nature of birds, she flew away from her hand, and he flew to Nandagaon, and in Nandagaon he sat on a tree, tamal tree, and Krishna and Madhumangal were playing themselves there. That parrot sat on the branches of that tamal tree, and very sweetly he was calling, Krishna, 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 Then Krishna thought, where is Srimati Radhika? Where? He was looking here and there, no Radhika there. At last he saw that, oh, this very beautiful parrot is telling in the same tune, in the same way like Srimati Radhika, as if Srimati Radhika is telling Krishna, Krishna. He became so happy and he called that parrot. But parrot was telling a shloka there. Very beautiful shloka. The meaning of this shloka is this. I am telling from the book of Krishna Kavi Karnapur, Vrindavan, Ananda Vrindavan Champu. He is the authority. He is so much authority. He is telling that that parrot was lamenting and feeling so much separation for Srimati Radhika, her master, his master. And he was telling very sweetly, weeping like weeping, tears in her, his eyes, that, oh, I had a very beautiful, marvelous, loving master. I was on his hand. She was loving me, giving me
pomegranate seed,
that seed and
rice and milk.
Rice or milk, and loving me so affectionately. And she was teaching me to speak Krishna, Krishna. But I am unfortunate, so unfortunate that I, at once, by the nature of my bird, I flew from there and come here. So I am so unfortunate. And she was lamenting so much. Krishna became more charmed. Oh, it seems that her master is Srimati Radhika. And he had taught this parrot. So he became more charmed and he did like this. Oh, come on, come on, come on, in his sweet words. At once he was charmed and came on the shoulder of Krishna. Krishna took in his hand. I want to hear more. Same thing you uttered. And he began to Krishna, Krishna. And that is low. He also uttered very sweetly, as Srimati Radhika is telling. Then Krishna was so happy. He told that, I will never return this parrot to him. Forever I will keep it with me. In the meantime, he saw that two sakhis are coming, Lalita and Vishakha are coming. They went to Krishna and told, Krishna, this parrot is of Srimati Radhika. Radhika cannot live without this parrot. She may die, and this parrot may be dead. So, please return it, and we will give it to Srimati Radhika. She is searching where he has gone. Krishna told that if it is yours, then you can call, he may go to you, then you can take it. They tried, but he was attached to Krishna's hand that he could not go. So you should call. They told that anyone who will go to you, they will be attracted to you, will not go to you. But if my Sakhi will come, he will come at once. Your attraction will go away and her attraction will come and he will attack this parrot. Then you can call your Sakhi. They tried hard, so many, but they requested, but Krishna refused and does not want to return this. They went to Yashoda Maiya, Mother Yashoda, and told, Mother Yashoda, we are very worried, my Sakhi is so worried for this parrot and Krishna has taken and he is not returning. Oh, you should sit here, I am going and I will take this. She at once went where Madhumangal and Krishna was playing with that parrot. Again, again, they told that, can you tell Radhe, Radhe? He at once, and very sweet, like Krishna, in Krishna tune, he began to speak, Radhe, Radhe, Jai Jai Sri Radhe. Oh, they were playing so much. In the meantime, Maa Yashoda came, and he cast one hands of Krishna. Very wicked boy, always naughty boy, always playing with birds, animals, here and that, doing this and that. Oh, and took that bird.
That's the bird.
I will give a slap to you. And Krishna, what to do, he could not. And he took that bird and went away. And he gave it to Lalita and Vishakha, and they took that bird. Krishna was so much worried. But he was helpless in front of Yashoda Maiya. she rebuked him so much. Being the Supreme Personality of Godhead, any fear cannot come to Krishna. By the name of Krishna, all kinds of fear, all kinds of distress and sorrow and everything may go. But yet this Krishna is helpless in front of her mother or any gopi. Any gopi can cheat Krishna. They are so qualified. So this parrot was very dear to Srimati Radhika. This parrot was of Srimati Radhika. So Sriya Sukha Ubacha told, if that Sukh is of Srimati Radhika, then we see how he became Nirvisheshvadi, Brahmavadi, personalist,
impersonalist.
How he became? Why he went forest, leaving his
father
devotee, very good devotee? Why he was not meditating Krishna, worshipping Krishna, chanting and remembering Krishna? Why he was doing so? Or it is like it. Role of, he was playing the role of any devotee. Because if he has not played the role of this, like this, Srimad Bhagavat could not have come. So he has played a role of Nirvisheshvadi, impersonalist. He came in contact of that, and now he became Rasik by learning Srimad Bhagavatam. But he was so much Rasik in his before pastime. He was very near and dear to Krishna and Radhika. When Krishna was going to disappear with Radhika and all Brajavasi, he told Sukh that you'll have to be in this world, because after us you'll have to preach Krishna Bhakti here, and you'll have to bring Srimad Bhagavatam in this world. So you'll have to be. He was so worried, and he told that I cannot live without you pair, conjugal. I want to go the same place where you are, and I want to serve. But Krishna told that, no, you'll have to be some time here, because if you will go, world will be ruined, there will be no bhakti. So you will have to preach bhakti in this world, and you will have to leave. So he was here. Krishna went, all gopis went, Lila was disappeared. So Sukh was moving here and there. At last he went to, he cannot live without any Sangha of Bhakta, association of any good Rasik Bhakta. He was searching a place where he can hear the glories of Krishna and pastimes of Krishna. He at once flew to Kailash, where Shankar was telling Harikatha to Parvati Devi. The same subject of Srimad Bhagavatam. So, sat on the branch of any tree and he was also hearing. In the meantime, when Shankar began the Srimad Bhagavatam, Parvati slept. Like so many, when I will tell very good Siddhant, not this story, then some of you will caught yawn and after that try to sleep and fell down. So don't do like this. She slept, but that parrot began to do again what, whom, yes, yes, go on, like this. In the tune of, he was very expert to take any tune. He took the tune of Radhika, he took the tune of Krishna, and here he was taking the tune of Parvati. So Shankar could not understand, and he was going telling. When Srimad Bhagavat was to be end, then he woke and told, I have not heard. I was slept. Oh, you were slept. So who was telling like that? Go on, go on. Then he began to see who is hearing. If anyone unqualified to hear, I will cut his head by my three trigger. So he was looking here and there. He saw that on the branch of a very dense tree, very green, and that parrot was sitting and he was doing. At once he took his trigon and followed to kill her. He flew from there and came in the cottage of Vyasdev very nearby. He was following. He came to Vyas and asked, have you seen any parrot coming here? He told that, my friend, why you are searching that parrot? To kill him. Why? He was not qualified to hear Srimad Bhagavatam, but he has heard. Can you tell what is the result of hearing Srimad Bhagavatam? Yes. Immortal. He will be immortal. Never die. And he will have the nectar of all Srimad Bhagavatam. He will go to Braja if he has purely heard this. And he will be immortal. Anyone cannot kill him. Oh, knowing this fact that he has heard, and he has become immortal, he will not be killed, and you are pursuing him like mad person. Then he smiled, and Shankar also smiled, and he returned back. He directly went in the mouth of his best wife, Bhitika. And there he was for 16 years in the home of Dasdev's wife. Vyasdev began to tell all katha, and he was happily living here. After 16 years, Vyas told, who are you here? Living in my wife's home, very, very patiently and very pleasantly. Come on, come on, come on. You should not give dukkha.
Any trouble to your
trouble
mother.
To your mate. You should not make any problem for your mother. Come on, come on, come. He told, I will not come. Why? I don't come in this
Maya
world. Maya, you know? Attachment. Not attachment to Krishna, but attachment to worldly persons, worldly wife, worldly children, worldly these things. This is word Maya. Maya means there are two letters, Ma, Ya. To whom you are thinking that she is my wife, he is my husband, he is my children, he is, this house is mine, this body is myself, all this is Maya. Ma, no. Ya, what you are seeing, all is Maya. So I will not come in Maya. He told that I can remove Maya, I have power to remove. You should come. He told that I don't believe on you. To whom you believe? I believe in Krishna. If Krishna can come and tell that I have belief, then he told. He prayed to Krishna at once. Krishna heard his prayer and he at once
appeared
there and told, oh, so you should come out of your mother's womb. He told that, who are you? I am myself, Krishna. Oh, Krishna. He became happy. He told us, I don't want to come in Maya. Because you are not here. We have left, your pastimes have left this world. And everywhere is Maya. So I don't want to come in Maya. He told that, for a moment, I am taking my Maya. So you should come. At once Krishna took his Maya from this world and Sukadeva Goswami came from this world. And he at once ran away. Krishna disappeared and Vyasa was following him. So Sukadeva Goswami is really the parrot of Srimati Radhika. Otherwise he cannot tell a Srimad Bhagavat like this. It appeared Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna appeared in a shape of Bhagavatam in the heart of Vyasadeva, you know. And he, Vyasadeva taught to Sukadeva Goswami. But it became more and more sweet from the mouth of Sukadeva Goswami. Because in Srimad Bhagavatam it has been told, in third shloka of Srimad Bhagavat, first canto. Nigama kalpa taror galitanga phalam sumukhad amrita drava sanjutam pivata bhagavatam rasamalayam rasamayo rasika bhul bhavuka. This fruit, it has no
skin. Skin. And peel.
And not
seed.
No guthali.
No seed, no string.
Nothing. To fell. All is a rasa and a rasa. Out, in, here, there, always rasa. Everywhere, full of rasa. Not full of rasa. Itself full of rasa. Full of rasa means that there is a pot. And it that in doubt that there is some rasa. Not like this. Srimad Bhagavat itself a rasa. Incarnation of Krishna. Krishna is ocean of rasa. So this book is also ocean of rasa itself. It is in Golok Vrindavan. From there, who brought it? Sukadeva Goswami in his mouth. Mango, very sweet. But if a parrot has touched it, then it becomes so, so sweet. So Srimad Bhagavat itself says sweet, but the tone, the sound, the heart of Sukadeva Goswami is so sweet that this fruit Srimad Bhagavat became more and more sweet. Nigam kalpato rugalitam phalam. Here, what is nigam? What is kalpataru? How it came? So he is telling. Ekirtan should be done to take rest and then I will tell. This is slok, second slok, Nigama Kalpa Tarurgali Kalpa. Assume this fruit without any anything. Only rush and rush. It was in Vrindavan. Sukhdev Goswami, Brahma first took it from Brahma, Narad, from Narad, Vyasdev, and from Vyasdev took this parrot and he brought it to this world. And this fruit became, this rush became more sweet and sweet by the mouth of any mango, so sweet, but if it is touched by the mouth of any parrot, it becomes so sweet. Why? Because parrot can smell sweet thing, so he cannot take any sour or any bad thing. He must take very sweetest mango. So sweetest Srimad Bhagavat, he took Sukhdev Goswami, very rasik of Sukh of Srimati Radhika himself. So he is telling, Pivat Bhagavatam Rasamalayam Umuhuraho Rasika Bhuvai. If it is Srimad Bhagavat coming by the mouths of Rasik Vaishnava in the line of disciplic line from Brahma, Narad, Vyas, Sukhdev, and up to now, those who are very qualified in this Srimad Bhagavat by hearing from their Guru. But Guru should be in that line. Otherwise we should not hear. It will be like poison. If serpent touch any mango, it will be poison. Like Srimad Bhagavat is rasa, very sweet. But if any qualified person in the line of Sukadeva Goswami or Narad Vyas and all disciplic, a charge, then we should hear. Otherwise, not for business, not to gain money, not to gain praise and worldly things. We should not hear it for making any gain worldly. If you want salvation, it can give. Because it is Kalpataru. Kalpatin means what you wish, it will give.
Desire tree.
Desire tree. You should hear one story of desire tree. There was a desire tree in a very forest, in a forest. Any king went to hunt, and he was whole day hunting. In the evening, he was so much thirsty, and he was so much hungry. See, he forget his way how to come out of this forest. He went in dense forest. He saw that, evening is coming, night is coming. And now, the wild beasts like tigers and lions and bears, they began to roar. And he was so fearful. How to save from this? Very great problem came. He went on and he became a very beautiful forest. There was a very good pond of good water and a shade of a tree, very good shade. He thought that I should take rest here. So he took water and he sat, and he was so tired and hungry. He thought that, any food can be here that I can take.